where maybe I sold 10 kilo of ingredients at maximum.
Right, right. And IFF supported this?
They were very open from my radical point of view. They were very open to collaboration on projects and giving me access to knowledge, bypassing bureaucracy. It was amazing. I'm so thankful. And without that collaboration and that kind of support, I wouldn't be where I am today. Still, I cannot move on without that knowledge, you know. And I got, you know, the condition was and still is that I have to work with their knowledge. I cannot go to somebody else as long as I have a contract. For me, they have the best anyway. I mean, they are, through me, also have now opened up to the world in a different way, you know, because when I started, it was like a small perfume, no way.
Right, yeah.
100,000 kilo, yes. Even the niche perfumery was completely something new, you know, except for Comme des Garçons. And, you know, if somebody came to me and I can we make a small perfume? Yes, like 500 bottle. And I presented that to the companies, like, no way, you know, who need that? That's not, just doesn't make any sense, you know, we need money here. Yeah. And that has really, you know, radically changed. And science around sense of smell and neurology, you know, and chemistry and, you know, and neuroscience. I mean, it's all this have had massive impact on how this knowledge is understood today and also influence how the you know, chemists and perfumers are formulating because they have more knowledge and they cannot refuse to take on that knowledge.
Yeah. Was it a challenge to change that mindset?
Yeah. I had sometime, you know, confrontation with the professional nose. I said, do you know that this molecule can do X, Y? They said, we don't want to know. I said, why not? But that's amazing to know. But that, I think, has changed, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah? Oh, no, for sure. I think that's totally changed over the years, thankfully. So switching gears a little bit, I'd like to talk about some of your exhibitions. So a really seminal piece or a really seminal exhibition that you had was in 2005 after you'd started the Smell Research Lab. And this was an exhibition called Sweat, Fear, Fear Sweat, where you examined and exhibited the body odors of 20 men that had phobias of other men. Is that correct?
Yeah, among others.
No, you had a lot, I know. I'm just picking a few out to get started.
Yeah. I started that whole survey. Again, my topic is life and being alive, you know, and that's everything from psychological state of mind till city, till micro level of life. And one topic was really the body. Who are we on behalf of how we smell? We have a smell ID that is so unique as a fingerprint. And it seemed that nobody really know that. And that also show itself, you know, the way people use commercial smells, you know, fragrance, etc. If you know how you smell, you will maybe choose differently.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I was curious. I had a commission from MIT to do a project around the senses and technology. And this was in 2004. And I was curious, can I smell a person's psychological state of mind? I'm sure I can because I am sophisticated. That was my kind of starting point. Like, I am sure I can smell that somebody's afraid. I am sure I can smell somebody is happy. So I reached out to Harvard, among others, and got access to a group of anxious men that were part of a research project performed from Harvard. And I decided to start a conversation with this man and convince them to be part of my research on, you know, can I actually smell that you are suffering from fear towards, in this case, other type of human, you know, in various ways. That can be a group of humans, that can be a race issue, etc. But these were all 21 men that suffer from phobia towards other human beings. And so I developed a device that these men were carrying on them. So whenever they had a fear attack, this device collected the sweat. So, you know, the fresh sweat as a metaphor of kind of something has to be kind of, you know, to contaminate it, was sent to me. And I immediately did a headspace and analyzed the original. And then broke up the smell in individual molecules and amplified and replicated and reproduced the collected smells.
Ah, cool. And for those who don't know, headspace analysis allows a person to assess the characteristic of volatile compounds without direct sampling of the material. So in more layman's terms, it's a way of assessing the components of the smells, basically.
Yes. And then in the end, I decided to use the wall at MIT Media Lab to project, to display my replicated body sweats from anxious men. And I developed a technology that's, starting